Fox FM's Nick and Reader are the bad boys of morning radio.
They eat dessert first. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
The Beaches t-shirts on Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you.
Without the Nick.
Yeah, it's Chris in for a couple weeks. Nick's having a couple times off. He believes he deserves that time, so we'll let him have it.
He's road tripping.
Today is National Donut Day.
Yeah.
It's a day that people actually are like, oh yeah, it's this day today. People are excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially companies that sell donuts.
Exactly.
They love it. It's free advertising for them. And Tim Hortons, they in fact, here's the free advertising, do have a special sandwich today.
Wow.
They're having their breakfast sandwiches. They just put them in a honey dip.
Really?
Donut. Yeah.
Oh my.
Instead of whatever you have on the outside, like a biscuit or whatever.
Or an English muffin or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And it's just, I kind of really want to try it. Like, I'm not a big fan of breakfast sandwiches anyway. I don't like egg. So just, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, it eggs, meh.
Love eggs.
But like, I just, sausage between maybe a donut. What if I really like it? What if I have to have that for breakfast every day? There's no way I can keep that up.
That sounds like, you know, that amazing combination of sweet and salty.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm going to look like a madman if every morning I'm like demanding to my girlfriend, we need more sausage patties, go get me a honey dip, donut, and cut it in half.
I got to make my breakfast.
It's not a good look. And maybe I decide I want it for lunch, and then I bring it into work.
And it just becomes an all-day thing.
Yeah, it's not right, but the thing is, with this National Day, people don't ever celebrate National Brussels Sprout Day, do they?
There's probably the odd person here or there who does, who really likes Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, there's always that weirdo.
I like them if they're, you know, just completely buried in a cheese sauce.
Then they're not as healthy, are they? That's
true.
That's not really... Yeah, but it's got me thinking, what is better than is a donut better or is it a bagel? I think that's an easy question.
Donuts.
Yeah, because if you'd like dip a bagel in chocolate, that's not a good, again.
It's not the same thing.
No, so get a donut instead.
Fitness training is going well.
Woo-hoo!
Nick can bench press a smart car. Reader can take out the trash without stopping for a breather halfway down the stairs.
Fox FM.
Go!
The Glorious Sons, Josie, they're a band that are fans of dogs.
Yeah?
I'm not even sure, I'm just assuming.
You're just making wild assumptions.
I'm sure that everyone's a fan of dogs. Everyone likes dogs. Dogs are the best. I live in an apartment building, so I can't own a dog.
No.
So I go to all the pet adoption days around, and there's one dog that's actually picked me, and I'm like, sorry, timing. It doesn't understand what I'm saying because it's a dog, obviously. But a survey has come out and said that dog owners are usually happier people.
Makes sense.
You've always got this happy little face looking at you. Puppy dog eyes always looking at you. Dogs just make people happy.
You got someone to share the love with.
Also, if you own a dog, you're more likely to have lower blood pressure. Be healthier, because I guess you're walking all the time with it.
You're out, yeah, you're more physically active. You're walking your dog, you're throwing a stick or a ball along with the dog.
Bending over with plastic bags to pick up after them, I guess.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things, health benefits that come along with your puppy.
That one's up there. That one's...
Yeah.
that is the worst job of owning a dog, I think. And it's not even that bad. I don't understand why people.
As long as you remember the plastic bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I've been in a situation where I haven't had a plastic bag.
Ah.
Yeah. It's not a pretty one.
No.
But you know, I think dogs are just great. I love just looking at pictures of dogs. I love just visiting with dogs. I'd walk people's dogs. I've actually done that before in the UK. I'm not sure if it's a website over here, but you can kind of. It's not like. It's kind of like dog rental.
Oh.
But what you do is you go and it's for people who are at work and you go over, you walk their dog. It's a cheap way of getting people to walk your dogs, really.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's what that is.
Makes sense.
Dog owners happier, but cat owners more tired because the cats wake them up at 4 a.m. begging for food. Come on, it's time to wake up.
Cats and me.
Yeah.
Nick and Reader both want to go fishing this spring. One problem, they don't want to touch the bait.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So this weekend, it's looking pretty rainy. tomorrow, chance of showers. We've got some rain right now. But Sunday, sunny. Maybe a good day for fishing. That could be
possibly
a good day.
Yeah.
Any day's a good day for fishing if you get up early enough. But in the States, someone went fishing. They just bought a $20 rod from Walmart. Just whatever you can get. And you'd think maybe they're not going to catch too much with that, because, you know, it's only a $20 rod. You can get rods which are crazy money.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
This guy actually caught a record-breaking catfish.
Really?
68 pounds catfish. That's a lot of catfish dinner.
Yes, it is.
That is so much. Mm. And he just used a $20 rod from Walmart. So I'm thinking the cheaper you go, the better.
Yeah, sometimes it's not about having the priciest equipment. It's just how you work with what you got.
Exactly. So it's
kind of a motto for life.
I suppose so. I suppose it is. Now, I'm thinking Yorkton X is here. Start of July? It's coming up.
Coming up fairly soon, yeah.
So, you know, you've got those fishing rods where you pick up the ducks and stuff. If you're going fishing, just try and get one of those. And then, who knows, you might catch, like, an actual shark.
one of our notable Saskatchewan freshwater sharks.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. You've got to be careful. You know, those bits of water by the side of the road? Teeming with sharks. You can't just go jumping around in that. That's
all kinds of aquatic life just lurking.
So a $20 rod catching a 68-pound catfish.
That's a pretty good return on your investment.
Or you could get one of those kids' toys, you know, again, with the magnets on the end of it. I mean, you could catch...
Just tie a spoon to the line and away you go.
There you go. Maybe use a chicken nugget as bait. Sorted. There you go. Chris's fishing tips. You should trust me, because the only thing I've ever caught is a starfish.
Nick and Reader are sharing their fitness goals.
Nick cut out carbs. Reader is doubling his.
I need more.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's been a bit of a strange week for news, you know.
Yeah.
In North Korea, they're not going to denuclearize, but they're going to open a McDonald's. That's one story from this week.
Yeah.
And in even crazier news, Kim Kardashian was at the White House yesterday to talk about prison reform.
Because, of course, she was.
It doesn't make any... Why? Why is this happening? So I'm trying to predict the next visitor to the White House. So what I've done over on the Facebook page is I've created one of those, you know, where you take your birthday and then you take your birth month. And I've put 31 random celebrities I could think of, and then 12 different reasons of why they would be meeting with Trump. So, for example, with my birthday, it works out Nicolas Cage meeting Trump to discuss how to get another NHL team, you know, because Vegas are doing really well.
For me, it would be Shrek visiting the White House to discuss North Korea.
I mean, that's an insight we all want to know.
Yes.
Get out of my swamp, kind of.
Yeah, bring them all together, yeah.
This could actually predict... The Olsen twins are on here. They could be going to the White House to discuss the ending of How I Met Your Mother.
You know, the way the world is in 2018, this is random enough that it just might work.
It could work. I'm hoping this could work. So go over to the Facebook page, find out what your prediction is, and if it's right, well done.
We live in a world of Mad Libs at this point.
This could happen. Shia LaBeouf could go there to discuss about the side effects of Ambien. Who knows?
I don't know. It's everything is random.
Stranger things have happened.
Yep.
Neither drink coffee, and they're both morning people.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
There's some new stuff that's happened in politics. Stuff that I don't understand. Trump's put some tariffs in.
Yeah, on steel.
And maple syrup as well.
Oh, really?
Covers a whole range of products. All the stuff that we send to the States, it's now more expensive for them, which sucks for them. But then it also makes you worry, does that mean we as a country are losing money? Because I don't understand this stuff. And I've been reading a lot of articles, and a lot of people who are economists, that kind of stuff, they don't even understand why this has happened. It's more of a political move than anything. So we could lose some business, I guess. I don't understand this. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend. I had to Google what tariff meant. That's how much I understand. But I am going to take a stand, because I am Canadian, and I feel like this is needed. So I'm just going to make a quick call. Hopefully they pick up.
Hello, Vermont Association of Maple Syrup speaking.
Hey, Vermont Maple Syrup sucks. Canadian Maple Syrup is the best. That's the first battle.
Wow.
That's the first battle. There's going to be many more, but I'm willing to take a stand. You suck, Vermont.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader, the new heart of the Blue Jays batting order. The Duff Blue Jays.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.